Well, Davey, we're looking at ahead to this game for the second time, and I think probably looking at the weather this morning, it's certainly more tempting weather than when we walked the last time against Armagh. But I suppose the one fear you had was the last day that you were going in kind of cold. At least now you have a game under your belt taking on the Ulster champions.
That's right, Tom. I suppose just going back to the first game against Armagh, we were unfortunate with the weather, and such as it was, you know, it was called off very early that morning, and there was very little we could do about it. I suppose the upside was, as you say, at least we got another game under our belt against Down. We won that game very comfortably, as the scoreline might suggest, so I wouldn't read too much into it. But, you know, you can only play and you can only beat what's in front of you. And to be fair to the girls now, they stuck to their task throughout the 60 minutes last week and performed well. So, yeah, I suppose it gives the confidence a wee bit of a boost, you know, ahead of Armagh.
And how does the replay date fit into your schedule?
Well, it actually works against us, to be honest, Tom. This would have been a free weekend in terms of football, and the plan was very much to use it just to get the girls together and work over some stuff. But as it turns out, we have girls unavailable. Emer Gallagher is in France as part of her course this weekend. Niamh McLaughlin from Avell can't travel home. The flights don't suit. Kit Keeney is still out injured. And I tell you, we have a couple of girls have to get buses back to Dublin tomorrow at a particular time to get them in Enniff College. And so they may or may not be available for all of the, well, they won't be available for all of the game. And I tell you, it's a bit messy, the game being pushed back to 3 o'clock, you know.
Yeah. And obviously, so it's you're not going to be at your strongest tomorrow.
No, unfortunately not. As I said, we're down Emer, Niamh McLaughlin, Kit Keeney. Geraldine McLaughlin's still out. Keir Gallagher, our reserve goalkeeper, she has done some damage to her knee, so she's not available. So we're down to a panel of actually 20 tomorrow, Tom, with just the one keeper. But look, that's why you have the panel. So girls are going to get their chance. It forces us to maybe juggle things a wee bit, and there's going to be a few girls playing in strange positions tomorrow, but it's maybe a time to try these things where we're at.
And obviously, as you said, with so many girls missing, an opportunity for some of the younger players to come in and make their mark?
Yeah, as I said, we're going to juggle it about tomorrow now. The back line has changed completely. Nicole McLaughlin will drop onto fullback tomorrow. That's a place she's well used to now with her club chairman, and she's playing in front of Laura Gallagher there, so and they need to work well together. We've juggled the two cornerbacks. We're going to actually bring Tracy Doherty from Carandona back to cornerback tomorrow. She's lightning pace now, and we think she can do a job in there tomorrow. And coincidentally, Deirdre Foley from Carandona will be another corner, so it'll be a term in the Carandona fullback line tomorrow.
So that's going to be more or less an all-new halfback line, is it, then?
Well, it's leaving the halfback line slightly changed. Yeah, Aoife McDonald will continue at halfback. Shannon McGrady will drop into the centre, and Keir Hegarty on the left-hand side.
And then at midfield?
Midfield, Kitty Hearn will lead from the middle, as she does as a captain. But we're going to pull Karen Guthrie back into the middle simply because I think she's one of the best fielders of the ball in the country, and that'll be vital tomorrow against, you know, the height of their midfield. So, yeah, Kitty and Karen from Glenfin in the middle of the field.
And what's the forward line looking like?
Forward line will be, we'll have Eilish Ward, Niamh Hegarty, and Emma McCrory in the half forward line. And in the top of the field, we'll have Roisin Curran, Amber Barrett, and Ciara Hegarty in the full forward line.
And still a good scoring threat there, despite the absence of Geraldine McLaughlin.
Well, I mean, like Roisin Curran wasn't available last week, so she's a big plus for us this week. You know, she's very strong on her left side. Amber Barrett, as you know, is ruthless left or right. You know, it doesn't really seem to matter to her. And she bagged 3-3 last week, and her game has now matured so much. You know, this year, you know, she would have taken a punt from anywhere before, but now she bides her time. She waits for her chances, and she got her awards last week with 3-3. So when you have those two girls inside and Niamh Hegarty there in the half forward line pulling a few strings along with Eilish Ward, now, you know, I think we've a fair attacking force herself now.
And when we're on about Geraldine McLaughlin, what's the latest on her situation? I know she's to wait to go for an operation on her knee.
This is very disappointing how this is dragging out now, Tom. I don't know if people are aware, but I mean, she was had the operation back in December, and unfortunately, Croke Park decided in their wisdom she didn't qualify under the injury scheme. That has been appealed, and there's been good work been going on by our county board and a couple of individuals in particular in trying to appeal that. And we're hoping to have some very positive news this week in relation to Geraldine, you know, but, you know, it's a terrible shame when you have a girl of, you know that magnitude and ability, and you know what she's done for the football over the last, you know 18 months in terms of raising the profile, and Donegal to be treated like that. Now it's very disappointing now, you know.
And what's the reason why the Croke Park the ladies aren't agreeing to foot the bill?
Well, it seems that there is a clause in the scheme that says that if you play whilst you're injured, you may not qualify.
Yeah.
But I mean, she was advised by a doctor in Santry that was fine. And
she got the injury back playing for Donegal in August, wasn't it? I think.
Injury, that's correct. Yeah. But she was advised that it was okay to. She wouldn't do any more damage. And somebody in their wisdom within the bowels of Croke Park have decided they have more medical knowledge than one of the best qualified surgeons in the country, and decided that she doesn't qualify. So.
And it's not major surgery. It's just keyhole, from what I gather, isn't it?
Not, and the operation that she requires now would be the same size and scale of an operation as she'd required back in August. It's no bigger. It's not any more expensive. It doesn't take any more time. I think it's the fact that she played on, and they're saying now, well, she doesn't qualify.
Anyway, so obviously it's a big loss. Where do you see the big threat from Armagh tomorrow?
Armagh are strong all over. They're coming with a panel, a total panel of 35, so they're obviously carrying a big panel. They have the player of the year in the middle of the field in Caroline O'Hanlon, who's a super footballer, I have to say, and you could only admire her. But look, she's only one of 14. They've brought in a couple of girls into the forward line. They've a young girl, Amy Mackin, who is the nearest thing I've seen to Geraldine McLaughlin. She's a super, super footballer. I think she's only 17 years of age, plays in one corner. And they've another wee lassie, Moya Feenan, in the other corner. They would have both played for Shane O'Neill's at minor level last year when they beat Mville in the Ulster Club Final, and they're two super footballers now. So look, they have a threat inside with the two girls, and then they have Fionnuala McKenna there, who roams about around the half forward line. So look, they're strong now. They're strong, to be fair.
Yeah, but a test you believe you're up to?
Well, look, you're not the one, Tom. You know, we're not going along to make up the numbers, but you know, we'll have a better sense of where we're at tomorrow. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but tomorrow will give us some sense of where we're at, you know.